This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to take control of the airwaves here. If you want to join us on the radio, that is, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on the government's Special Olympics funding, or Mark, as you've been consistently pointing out recently, the Goons, Thugs, Mafia, Special Olympics funding.
There you go.
Because the government is just a group of people who
it's the most successful gang in a given geographic area.
By force, yep, by the threat of violence. And we can talk more about their gang here in a little bit with a new documentary about the Marines that's shining some light on some unpleasant truths. But first, your calls and thoughts. We go to Joe in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that there's anybody in the government trying to cut anything. Look at the right amount of heat. I think it was Betsy DeVos that took for wanting to cut some money from this program. All these little programs, they got their little constituency groups.
Right.
And it's intentional because it's called buying votes. And look, I don't have nothing against the Special Olympics. They do a lot of good. But I wonder how many people on Twitter and Facebook and all over the internet were screaming bloody murder about this. How many of them have ever given a dime to anything? You know,
well, they don't feel like they need to. I think is really where it comes from. Is they're just all about the
government takes
sanctimony and getting the government to do it. They really want the government to do it. What they don't understand that this is the least efficient model of organizational model known to human history, the state. And the idea of funding something through it really is, you know, like it's terrible. It kills the spirit of whatever it is that you're trying to do in the first place. It's really an awful idea.
Oh yeah, it's easy to be generous when somebody else is paying the bill, you know.
Right.
When your neighbor is paying the bill. And you don't have any skin in the game. And these government officials, it's in my state, the big thing is the roads, because we have crappy roads in Michigan because of the winters and everything.
So do we.
They don't want to cut nothing. Our new governor, she ain't going to cut nothing. She just would have taxed the living crap out of us. And, you know, I guarantee you if she really wanted to, if she could find plenty of money, if she just cut some of this on this, we shouldn't be paying people who are capable of working to sit in their butts. And that's, you know, that's a big thing too with the welfare system in this country.
Yeah, sounds to me like government bureaucrats. There's a lot of them that just sit around and get paid too. Call that welfare.
These bureaucrats. I mean, look at all the regulations we got, man. It's somebody who's justifying their job is what it is. You don't need, you know, stacks and stacks of books full of regulations governing any industry. Pick an industry in this country.
Yeah.
You know, they have to hire hundreds of lawyers and tax accountants and, you know, and all this just to keep themselves from, you know, out of jail.
Yep. All those costs get passed on to the customer and, rising prices.
Half of those regulations are just in place to keep the little guy from being able to compete against the big guys.
For sure.
Because it's the big guys that write the regulations. It's their lobbyists that write it, and then the politicians pass it.
And that's true at the federal and state levels, and local, for that matter.
They don't want the competition, you know? I mean, it goes down to every level. Look at liquor licenses for stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only certain stores are allowed to have them in, you know, certain areas or whatever. That was come up years ago to keep every mom and pop shop from being able to sell liquor.
Yep.
It's kind of
protectionism.
A legalized monopoly.
Yeah. Right. Well, right. Prohibition never really ended. It just shifted forms. It just changed from total prohibition to we're in charge of this prohibition, where if you don't do what they say, you go to prison. As far as distributing alcohol and spirits and brewing it
that. Yeah, anything like that. I should be able to make liquor in my house if I want to.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, that's under the original, if we just went back to the Constitution,
You should be able to make liquor. You should be able to grow wheat, marijuana. You should be able to do whatever it is you want to do as long as you don't hurt anybody else. Thanks, Joe, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue here. Let's talk to Pete is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Pete.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So I read the website thing that you guys had and how you're not left or right or anything like that, but I did notice, though I don't agree with the previous lady before the gentleman, she started talking about God, and you guys were real quick to cut her off. Now, granted, I understand it can't be like a hard commercial break or whatever it is you guys have, but it just seemed like that you were really quick to cut her off.
She specifically said heaven, and that's not necessarily a particular religion. So, like, the Muslims believe in heaven, and plenty of religions believe
in heaven. Yeah, I was just done with the call at that point. It really had nothing to do. If you want to talk about God, let's talk about God. We're fine with a theological discussion. Go for it.
I'm good without it, because I do want to say this, because I think you, well, I don't know, I believe you guys might agree with me, but in my experience with churches, when the church I grew up in, the pastor had an affair with a bunch of the congregations in the line. One of the elders was convicted with embezzling $300,000 from the company and forced to retire. And then the second church I was involved in, it was my ex-wife's father, who was the pastor, and they got their son, he was also a retired police captain, who got his son off of a felony possession with intent to distribute charge, and then she forged checks, overdosed on Adderall that she stole from other people, including my mother and sisters, while pregnant with our two children. I mean, so I don't really have much to say about religion at this point.
Organized religion is a mess, and the hypocrisy rings loudly with many of these world organized religions, whether it be the Catholics or Muslims or Christians or whoever it is we're talking about. There's no shortage of these stories of corruption and hypocrisy in organized religion. I don't think that necessarily invalidates the idea of religion, that is to say, the belief the origin of the universe or God and all that.
I completely agree with you on that. I mean, there are certain things, like some people believe in, coincidence. There are some things that are, for even a mildly intellectual guy like myself, there's no way to explain some things, even with coincidence involved. But the other thing was, like, she was talking about she wanted positive news. Dude, I have not watched television news for eight or 9 years now, because all you see are the terrible stories. So I can relate with her on that point. And I wanted to also point that out, too. Like, no, you might not change a whole bunch of minds or, really do a bunch, but humanity can do anything. That's the scariest part about humanity. And it can do anything, whether it be motivated by love or motivated by evil or hatred. And so why not give the world a little more hope? I think that's what we're lacking here in America most of all, and other than honesty and, decent politicians, obviously, but.
So are you talking about more good, more sort of good news shows?
No, not necessarily, but I mean, hey, throw a blooper in there or something. I think it is commercially viable.
I don't know. Like, I guess I talked to my business partner, Ian, here, about this during the commercial break, and I think that Free Talk Live is, interestingly, well-positioned to do something like this. I don't advocate for it. I don't think it's necessarily a good idea. I'm just saying that, A, we're on in the evening, so ratings really don't matter for us. I don't think that a show that does all positive stories all the time would get great ratings. I do think, however, it would get great sponsorship, because there's lots of businesses out there, especially the bigger businesses, that want to stay the heck away from controversial content. And
to do talk radio, we have to have opinions on things. We're not a news show. We're not just sitting here ripping and reading, from the AP or anything that. We have opinions, and it's those opinions that get talk shows into trouble with sponsors. The fact that opinions exist is scary to sponsors.
It's amazing. Even the sports channels have this kind of trouble. You'd think that it's just like, the red team and the yellow team, they're playing the sports ball this weekend, and turns out the red team beat the yellow team, and I sure like that Billy Joe Bobbyhead on the red team, and that guy on the yellow team turns out he cheated on his wife. And then wham, bam, it's all over. It happens all the time on sports radio. Jocks get blown out because they have opinions about something that's frankly meaningless.
Well, regardless, I don't disagree with you there. Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I just want to finish up, because clearly the next point that I was going to try to make is I'm just obviously undereducated in the radio and promotional type business, and I apologize. I appreciate y'all's
time. You got nothing to apologize for. Great call, man. Yeah, Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, you know, one of the things we have to do is, you know, doing a radio show is decide when a caller is done and when we're done with a caller or whatever.
They never like that.
It's not always something everyone agrees on. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. You know, we talk on occasion, actually last night quite a bit, about Bitcoin. We did a great rebuttal of a very anti-Bitcoin hit piece from The Guardian last night. So if you want to hear all the objections overcome.
The Guardian did another news story on Bitcoin?
Turns out it was actually from 2018, but okay. It was, I'd never seen it before, and it was just basically all of the objections rolled into one.
Yeah, I thought that Bitcoin was dead again. I mean, it's on a run at this point.
Over
and,
$4,000
yeah,
for Bitcoin.
You know, it's amazing how often the news media has declared this currency, this viable, interesting, unique software, dead.
Hundreds of times.
It makes you wonder why. Like, why do they spend so much time?
It's a threat to the status quo.
Doing that.
And the people who are invested in the status quo want to see that stopped.
That could very well be the case. I have no idea.
That's why there's a news headline here that I pulled from our Discord chat group over at discord.lrn.fm. That is all about how one particular bank has decided that it's going to prohibit its customers from buying Bitcoin. This is from their deposit agreement, the 2018 deposit agreement from Regions Financial Corporation, where they say, we reserve the right and our sole, this is in the terms and conditions, right? You know, the things that nobody ever reads when they yep. open up an account?
Sure.
We reserve the right and our sole and absolute discretion to return or to decline to pay any item presented against your account that we reasonably believe is related to the purchase, sale, or exchange of any decentralized, non-fiat virtual currency, cryptocurrency, or any other digital currency or money that relies on a distributed ledger or blockchain technology. They don't have to. So if you write a check to, you know, somebody for Bitcoin or whatever, they're going to deny you. And I bet you they're not the only bank with, you know, statements like that in their terms of service. Anyway, the point...
I haven't heard... I've heard of Regions, but I don't think they're the biggest bank out there.
They're not small. They are a fairly large bank. I mean, they're not a small bank. Anyway,
it's
so...
Like Southeast.
The reason I bring this up is because of AnyPay, which is doing amazing work at helping people accept Bitcoin at the point of sale. Because one of the claims this guy made in his hit piece last night at The Guardian... this guy named Mr. Money Mustache, this is his purported name, was that you can't do anything with Bitcoin. It's just this thing for geeks. It's a blockchain.
Have you heard of Amazon, Mr. Mustache?
Yeah. Well, Amazon doesn't take it directly.
No, but if you go to saveatpurse.com, right. You can buy anything, pretty much anything on Amazon
yeah.
there at a discount between... That's because Amazon doesn't give you discounts on Amazon stuff,
right.
But saveatpurse.com does.
That's correct, and we use it all the time. But the my point here is there's all kinds of things you can do with cryptocurrency, including spend it in real life like we do multiple times a week here in Keene, New Hampshire, because there's multiple real-life mom-and-pop businesses that are using the AnyPay merchant point-of-sale system. And you can get started with it, too. If you're a retailer, for instance, you've got a mom-and-pop business, brick-and-mortar, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through it. It is so easy. It's way easier than you think to get started in accepting Bitcoin and Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and other cryptocurrencies. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. Back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Robert is on the line, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
I was just talking to you guys, listening to you guys talk about the Special Olympics, and my take on that is
sure.
everybody wants to outsource their compassion and their charity, and they want to outsource it to the government, and instead of doing it themselves. And I'm just wondering if you guys have ever read the story about Davy Crockett running for re-election.
Yes, I have.
You're going to have to refresh.
But it's been some time, and I couldn't recite it from memory.
When he was in Congress his first term, there was a fire there in Washington, and some people ended up homeless, and they voted to provide tax money to help these people. And then he goes back home to run for re-election, and he runs in one of his constituents, and the guy just chews him right out for doing so, because, you know, that's not a function of government. And makes it clear that if you give to one, now you got to give to all, and that's a pretty wide door. I can send it to you guys if you want.
I'm happy to take that at marketfreetalklive.com. I would say that that's absolutely the truth. I remember in his letters between he and Lysander Spooner, Grover Cleveland, a Democrat, basically there was some kind of terrible storm that hit someplace, and he refused to get the federal government involved because that was not a role of for the federal government, and it isn't a role of the federal government.
It isn't. You're right. Exactly.
If it is a role of a government, it is the role of the state government, if it's, you know, that at all. I think
or local,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, free people working in concert can do a better job, and we see that over and over again. There's mm-hmm. plenty of stories where you see, I can't remember what was the Bayou Rescue Patrol or something that was going on there.
Right, and, the Bayou Navy.
The Bayou Navy.
Cajun Navy,
thank you.
You mean
so
down
much.
In Louisiana?
No, that was actually in Houston, but they probably came from Louisiana to help.
Well,
they were active during Katrina.
Right.
And they went to Houston when they got flooded, too.
Right, because these are just the sort of people that want to help, because you can all because people want to help, and
until they're turned away by government goons.
Right, the government stops them.
They don't get turned away; they get crowded out.
Well, in some cases, they were turned away. Remember the Walmart sending in trucks full of water? They were turned around and told, "Nope, we got this handled." And
people are thirsty, and Walmart trucks are getting turned around.
It's crazy.
Right. So anyway, Robert, I didn't know if I'll be happy to send you guys that story, and like I said, my take on it is, you know, everybody wants to outsource their compassion, and that, you know, that's not. I'm a Christian, all right.
Hey man, whatever.
Compassion's on me. Compassion is on me. Yeah. It's not on. It's not on somebody else.
The Bible did not tell you to vote to, fund things. The Bible told you to fund them. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't blame anybody who's like, "What? My God, there's too many charities. I don't know what to do. How do I, you know?" That's why they have the United Way. You know, like you can cut a check to one charity, and then they cut checks to all the different charities in town that, you know, need help. So there are ways in the market. You don't need the government to be the sort of administrator of your funds for charitable purposes. You would still be better going with local groups that sort of aggregate charities together. Thank you for the call, Robert. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call there. Toll-free number, 855-453 Life Freedom.
Speaking as the administrator of hope.freetalklive.com, mm-hmm. where we have spent about $80,000, or raised about $80,000 to build an orphanage and get some farmland for that orphanage, I can tell you...
In Uganda.
I can tell you it is not easy. It's some of my time of my day is spent working on this stuff. Right now there's an issue with wiring some money from here to the, you know, the banks over there, and I've got to, you know, track it down. What happened exactly? It looks like the account number's right, but the account name isn't exactly right, and we're going to have to send an amendment. And
what a stressful thing.
It's a pain. And
so you can't just shoot them some Bitcoin?
Well,
down there?
It's going to be costly to... there's nobody who's changing out Bitcoin that has that volume.
Yeah.
$35,000? You know?
All right.
Can't do it.
All right, we continue here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I've never looked on local Bitcoins for Uganda. I'll have to take a look and see what's there. So, more on the way. You can join us. It is the Live Saturday edition, 855-453. A little bit of good news about Trump. See, I do have some good news here. Try to bring it in when I can. And North Korea, it's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has threatened to close down the border with Mexico unless the country prevents migrants from entering the U.S. The statement from Customs and Border Protection reads as follows.
The U.S. Border Patrol has been transparent for several months by conveying the message both publicly, internationally, and to Congress that the immigration system is broken and that they are at critical capacity levels across the southern border. Customs and Border Patrol facilities and manpower cannot support this dramatic increase in apprehensions of family units and unaccompanied children. There is no consequence that the Border Patrol can apply to this demographic under current law and court rulings.
They say they hope to send up to 300 people a day back over the Mexican border by next week. Attorney General William Barr says he plans to make public in the middle of April the redacted version of the Russia probe results. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. ForkFest 2019 is coming up, and it'll be here before you know it. June 13th through the 18th, it'll be at the Rogers Campground, where it always is, at the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a beautiful location.
Sure is.
And it's decentralized, meaning that there's no organizer, no singular organizer, no board of directors for ForkFest. No one's in charge except for each individual in charge of their own experience. So if you just want to come there and hang out, camp out, you know, hang around campfires and do campy things, hike or whatever, you can do that. That's cool. Or if you want to create something for those campers to do, you can do that too. So I know that Jay Noon was talking today in the ForkFest Telegram chat room about offering handcuff lockpicking seminars.
God.
Which is interesting. And there was an immediate response from the people in the room expressing interest in such a thing. So I know he's going to be doing what he calls man camp there as well. There's also going to be parties every single night thrown by the folks over at AnyPay.Global. And these are just a couple of the things I've heard about, you know, just from what I've seen people saying. There's also a ForkFest forum in addition to that Telegram chat where you can interact with other ForkFesters from the past and those who are attending this year or who intend to attend. Go to ForkFest.party and mark your calendar June 13th through the 18th. In fact, it's not, you know, you might want to already go ahead and register over at Rogers Campground because the sites are already getting locked down for ForkFest. So, you know, you want to have the largest selection of potential spots. Now's the time to do it. Go to ForkFest.party and learn more. And the link to Rogers Campground is there as well. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to my dog, Rex, on the line in Florida, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, my dog, Rex.
Hey, guys. I was able to consummate a relationship while I was on hold. Thank you very much.
Excellent. We're glad to help.
and by the way,
people together.
Yeah, boy. And by the way, don't you guys up in New Hampshire do the polar plunge every time you step out the door?
Pretty close.
No, you're clothed when you step out the door. The polar plunge is the idea of dipping yourself fully naked or with, you know, some little shorts on or whatever into the ocean, I think, typically.
I'm sure you could use a lake.
Yeah, and into some sort of body of water that you can enter during the coldest months of the year. So Lake might
Michigan,
be frozen, so.
Yeah. Lake Michigan any time of the year. Lake Michigan any time of the year is a polar plunge.
Is that what you do with a lake that's frozen? Is chainsaw it to cut into it? Is that how they do it?
Yes, that's how you get in.
Wow.
Lake Michigan is like 40 degrees all year long. So, anyhow, back to the topic of the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And I'm opposed to government funding anything, even itself. But why don't they cut Israel, Japan, Saudi Arabia, why don't they cut the billions and billions and billions before
billions
they cut the
and
Special
billions.
Olympics? Before they cut the Special Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, at this
cut
point,
all foreign aid. Let's cut all foreign aid. How about that?
Right. I mean, and when once you start talking about, hey, I want to cut this program before I cut that program, then you're just talking about how you want the government to be funded.
Mm-hmm.
I say cut it all at once, and then you don't have to worry about
it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Right, rip the Band-Aid off. Let's just talk about across-the-board cuts of, at this point, you could keep the federal budget, according to Rand Paul put out the one-penny plan, and I think that it looks like it's going to work. That I think it's just cutting the government spending by 1% every year.
It's not going to work. It's not going to pass
five,
it.
Right, because, my God, why would politicians ever pass this kind of stuff?
No.
But at the very least, it shows that it would work.
It would cut into their pensions and their health care, the politicians' pension and health care and slush funds.
Sure would.
It'll never happen.
Yep. And my dog Rex, good call, man. Anything else you want to share?
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
The most efficient government program out there has 1% waste. Come on. I mean, is anybody foolish enough to believe that some government program doesn't have 1% that it could cut? That it couldn't then the next year find another 1% to cut? Come on.
Those people may exist, but I doubt they're going to call in.
No, why would they? They've got the power and force of the state behind them.
Mm.
They've got people with guns willing to kill people over tax dollars on their side.
Packet Sniffer in our Twitch chat does ask an interesting related question here. Did Trump make a law saying every new law has to remove two in its place? No, he did not.
That was he was a suggestion regarding the regarding regulations.
Yeah, he has asked. It wasn't a order, it wasn't, you know, a mandate or anything like that, but if you want to create a new regulation that you'd have to identify two to be removed, that doesn't mean you have to remove the two. That just means you have to identify two. So there's been a lot with Trump that's been just kind of image work for him, you know, trying to maintain this image of the great reformer, the great cutter of government that's going in there, and it's worked for him. You know, it sounded good. When it happened, it sounded like Trump really meant it. But the government isn't any smaller than it was two or three years ago. So it hasn't done anything.
About
from what
foreign
I can tell.
Aid, I just looked it up. It's 1.2% of the federal budget. It's
all foreign aid to all nations?
Right. I mean, people hold it up as though it's this big thing, but usually people that are holding it up aren't ready.
Well, there's your first 1%. Fuck.
Right. Well, no, that's not what I'm looking to do. I'm saying cut foreign aid by 1%.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Cut the Navy by 1%. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who's been in the Navy knows that you can cut the Navy by 1%. That this isn't some kind of humanitarian crisis. I mean, we've had stories we've read here on the air of naval vessels dumping tools over the side so that they could get more tools in the next budget cycle.
Let's go with more of your calls and thoughts. Fred is in Milwaukee, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I was calling just the discussion earlier about against government regulations, which I understand that there absolutely are regulations that can cost businesses money. And yeah, I mean, I think it's an exaggeration. The one caller said, you know, you need to have hundreds of lawyers. I mean, depending on the size of the business, I'm sure that that's true in some cases. But around here, we have a serious issue in our state with groundwater contamination due to agribusiness. and specifically CAFOs. And
what was it specifically?
Contrast that with the libertarian idea that you're free to do what you want as long as you're not harming others.
Right.
I'm not sure how to reconcile those two.
Well, if you're poisoning somebody, you're harming them, right?
Yeah, if you're poisoning groundwater, yeah. then there's a tort, right? Okay, so look, first off, the problem with regulation is that, you know, we could hold up any given regulation and say, this regulation's great because it stops, helps to prevent people from doing X or Y, awful thing. But, you know, regulation in its aggregate, you don't know all the regulations, I don't know all the regulations, nobody could, we could spend our whole lives reading regulation, and we would still, there would still be regulations at the end of our life.
Mm-hmm.
If we spent 8 hours a day reading regulation, that would, they generate enough of this stuff that it's phenomenal. You can't,
not even the regulators know all the regulations.
The regulators don't know it
either. Cops don't know all the laws.
So, ultimately,
yes. So what is the action that a person should take?
Well, are you talking about what's a recommendation in a libertarian world that doesn't exist? Or are you saying that...
What do you mean right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what you're asking me.
In a libertarian world without regulation,
okay.
When a business has totally destroyed somebody's property values, they've poisoned people's groundwater, what action should that person take?
Presumably,
because not only are they facing health issues, but then they can't even sell their property to try to make some money to pay for ongoing illness.
Sure. So presumably, in a libertarian system, you would have a significantly more efficient court system rather than what we've got today, this monopoly civil court system, which is run by people with a lot of money who get what they want. Take a look at that Jesse Smollett guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was criminal, not civil, but nonetheless, you can see that rich people get what they need from the court system.
Yeah.
Poor people get shafted. And now, presuming you have a real court system, then you have a tort, and they should have to pay to make you whole.
Right, and if a company actually is fully liable for poisoning property, then they'd be a little more careful about it in the future, unlike now, where the government can frequently protect them. Look at the BP oil spill, for instance. There was tremendous protections for BP on that. More coming up.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit of good news regarding Donald Trump and the current status of North Korea in its dealings with the United States. 855-450-FREE is our number. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can also support the show via the AMP program like Voluntary Gary has done. Voluntary Gary is a gold amplifier, which means he gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5, but he's doing $10, so thank you for that. Over the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, you can use credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, BTC. It's up to you. But it's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's a way for us to connect directly with listeners and fans of the show, and you can support us directly and support advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live and helping us get on new radio stations around the country. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, back to your calls and thoughts. We go to Mark in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? My question, you know, our tax money, for local, state, federal, county, should only go to run the government. It shouldn't go to PBS. It shouldn't go to Special Olympics. It shouldn't go to, you know, where I live, they just gave a ton of money for Narcan. Listen, you want to OD on drugs, go for it. You know, it's like they give it everything, women's shelters, everything.
It's overwhelming.
My money is to run the government.
Well, unfortunately, you know, they don't care what people like us think. They get to just threaten you with violence, get whatever arbitrary amount of money they want out of you, and then they do whatever they want with it.
You're right about that.
It's frustrating, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I really don't.
I've been fighting this for years. What you said about the Navy is true. I spent 4 years in the Navy on 2 carriers, and then I spent time in the Army. And every year, we burn off a bunch of ammo that was so we, you know, use our allotment up. You know how much ammo costs?
It's a lot of money, a lot of waste, too, a lot of wasted, you know, casings and gunpowder, all of it just being blown up for no reason, right?
Exactly.
And it's not just you. We've heard this story from multiple people. I think Silver Dave, one of our former guests that we've had on the show, he was in, I don't know if it was the Special Forces or whatever, but
he claimed some kind of Special Forces.
He said they did the same thing once a year. They just load up rounds and rounds and thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of rounds of ammunition and just go blast it away.
They burn fuel up. Motor pools full of vehicles running all day and refuel them to burn the fuel allotment up.
You've got to be kidding.
God, that's pointless.
No.
Wow.
Well, you see, and this is what...
This is a fraction of the insanity, too.
A 1% cut could do, right? Like, it would just be less fuel to burn up at the end of the go-round.
Yeah. Mark, great call, man. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, keep up the fight. It's a tough one. I'm getting older, and I'm getting tired of fighting.
I heard you, brother. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, just as an aside, for people out there that are interested in not fighting so futilely, I think that it's frustrating, you know, when you go up against whether it's City Hall or the state government or the federal government, you almost guaranteed to lose because they have so much larger resources from which to pull that they've, of course, stolen from other people. They can pay as many attorneys as they need to. The judges are paid by them. The whole thing, the deck is completely stacked against you. You can be absolutely right. You can even have the Constitution on your side, but good luck getting anybody held accountable for their, you know, continued violations of it. Just won't happen. It's hard as hell to get the government to rule against itself.
Yeah, the organizational model of people, which is what the government is, just a bunch of people, is 9,000 years old. This is the state, the idea of the state, 9,000 years old. And basically they keep on pushing this line, you can't make it without us. If it wasn't for us, then all this stuff, you know, everything would be, everything terrible would happen and nothing good would happen, right? They keep on giving you this line. But there's no, but they don't let anybody try, right? So if it was a free country, I could say, I could buy 100 acres of land and I could say, I'm not going to participate in any of the government schools. I'm not paying for the roads. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Leave me alone.
I'm going to stay on here. Now, if I come off, I see the reason why you would have to check me for, you know, I'd have to pay for the road that I'm going to drive on or whatever to go to the business that I'm then going to spend money on that's then going to pay taxes, mind you, or whatever. But, you know, on my little plot of land, I should be able to do what I want to do without your interference. That would be what freedom is. But the government is never going to let that happen.
No, because it could be.
And here's the reason. The reason is not because it's right, but because they own you. They own the land, and they own what's on the land.
Well, they also don't want to get out-competed. Because if you could just do your own thing, then you would be able to show the world how much more efficient freedom is and how much more effective freedom is. And they don't want anyone to see that.
Sure. I mean, you know, the absolutely. You could show a farm that is free versus a farm that has, you know, plantation with slaves on it and show one being more effective than the other. But whatever, that doesn't change the fact that the government claims to own the land.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you pay property taxes. And they claim to own you. That's why you pay income taxes. Income tax is a tax on your labor. The debt that the government has currently is, you know, the collateral for that debt is your labor in the future.
Mm.
Somebody who can claim to own the labor of unborn people. Like, tell
that
me
sounds like master to me.
What is that, ladies and gentlemen? 855-450-3733. Let's look in the past. We know that the federal budget, that the federal debt has existed at the very least since Andrew Jackson. Was he the ninth president?
Don't ask me.
Well, I think he was single digits. We looked that up for me. Ever since Andrew Jackson, so we're talking about, say, the 1820s or something, at that time that debt was created, that still exists, because it hasn't gone away. It's grown. At that time, none of us were born yet. Our grandparents weren't born yet. They took out a loan against the labor of the people that were working then, not their grandchildren, but their grandchildren's grandchildren. That's who we are right now.
1829 through 1837.
I wasn't too far off.
I don't know what number that is, though.
Okay. And to have a situation where an organization can claim debt like that, you got to understand this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what this, it's serfdom. And it's a kind of serfdom, a kind of financial serfdom that nobody even wants to look at. No,
it's uncomfortable.
You do not need these people. You do not need this inefficient organizational model.
They need you, though.
We can have governance.
Like a tick.
We can have governance without the state. We can have governance without people forcing you to participate in their particular monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can put pavement on the roads. Yes, we can put we can put water on house fires.
Yeah.
Yes, we can protect ourselves. Nobody's going to invade the United States. There's two guns for every human being in the United States. Any nation that wanted to invade the United States would be out of their mind to attempt a land war here. Come on.
You are on fire tonight. I'm loving it. Let's go continue, though, with your calls and thoughts here. Dana's on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi, guys. Mark, we had this conversation, I think it was in the run-up to the 16 election, not the 18, but the 16, you know, how whoever won, Clinton or Trump, was going to handle this. You brought up the same thing about, you know, what you were talking about, the penny plan. I heard this first years and years ago. Sean Hannity is a big proponent of it. And at that time, I called you and I told you, there, not only did I agree with the penny plan, but here's another problem that would basically snuff out the penny plan. And I explained it, not so much for you or Ian, but for the audience, because I didn't know about this myself for many years. It's baseline budgeting. That needs to go. So just
what is
for
it?
For argument's sake, if our government has a budget, and don't laugh, I'm just being, you know, grossly underestimating, $100,000 every year.
Okay.
So whether they spend that $100,000 or not, they get an increase anywhere from 10 to 12%, period. So it encourages, they give that to themselves, the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so that means they need to collect more taxes. That is outrageous. If you froze that baseline budgeting, or what my idea is to get rid of it, because they would have to go out of their way, just like you, Mark, just like you, Ian, and me, and everyone else in this country, to work within the budget. Or as Dave Ramsey says, and my parents raised us, that you live below your means so you can save. They're living above their means.
Right.
So they are encouraged to spend the $100,000 this year, and then they get $110,000 or $112,000 next year.
Must be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dana, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, that's not how reality works.
If you just hold budgets, she's right, absolutely. Yeah. You wouldn't even have to cut budgets. If you just held budgets for like 7 or 8 years, you'd see a diminishment in the debt at some point.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Live Saturday edition continues.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.